There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence. Thank you for joining us today. Today our scripture passage is very familiar to many of us. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? And that's the English Standard Version. A dear Christian woman whose memory I carry in my heart, years after God called her home, left me with sage words of wisdom and joy. And I love remembering her witness. She loved her family and her God, no matter what condition she found herself, and she had many challenges in the last years of her life. But she held on tightly to her Jesus, and she shared a smile and a praise. What a testimony for anyone who is going through suffering. One day she shared with a small group the story of her marriage to a wonderful Christian man we all knew and all respected. He was, when they married, in a different church from her own. They agreed to continue to attend their home churches, but on some occasions they would worship together. The plan sounded like a reasonable compromise. It sounded good. It just didn't work well for them. Her faith in Jesus Christ was the most important aspect of her life, and she longed to share it with the most important person in her life here on earth. After a while, they both agreed that worshiping together for them, for their relationship, was just too important not to share. They made a decision on a church where they could both attend and spent their lives together worshiping, loving each other, raising a family, and serving God. Today's passage is frequently seen in the context of marriage. It is seen as encouraging individuals to marry inside of their faith and not outside of their faith. But today, we will dig a little bit deeper to think about what we can learn about being unequally yoked. There is much more here than many of us realize. My friend knew that for her marriage, including worshiping together and sharing the most intimate relationship of her life, her relationship to Christ, was critical. But as we will see today, there are other considerations also. The scripture speaks of the admonition in Leviticus 19:19 and Deuteronomy 22:10, which forbid the breeding of hybrid animals and forbid the Israelites to plow with an ox and an ass under the same yoke. I submit to you that there is a far wider implication to consider when we think of being unequally yoked. We frequently only think in terms of marriage, but when we do, we miss so much of what is being said in this particular passage. The text discourages any union joining together where the Christian integrity of the believer must reside in a state of compromise, where The Christian ethics must be submitted to that which is ungodly. This union may be reflected in our sources of amusement and entertainment, in our workplace behavior, in our attitudes, and in the choice of our close and intimate friends. Music is a great blessing that most of us enjoy. What does our playlist say about us? Does that playlist reflect a choice of music that glorifies violence, a disrespect for the human dignity of others? Or does it speak encouragement, hope, love, fidelity? Do our choices of movies, plays, and television shows bring into our hearts and spirits thoughts and memories that build up, that cause us to reflect, or does it encourage thinking and actions of which God would not approve? No judgment on my part, I'm just asking. Have we joined ourselves to that which will bring us down or build us up? What we feed our minds is just as important as what we feed our bodies. As we all know, what we feed our bodies over time makes a real difference in our health. Would this not also apply to our spiritual health? With the pervasive nature of the internet and entertainment, many professing Christians have found themselves pulled into a web of pornography, negative television shows, and entertainment that speaks against what we believe as born-again Christians. X-rated movies, books, and other media presentations that conflict with our walk and belief have become a regular diet over time for many of us. If we are one of those caught up in such a situation, we must do whatever is necessary to break off this connection. We don't have to imagine that Jesus is there looking over our shoulder when we think we are alone, because you and I know that he really is there. Talk to someone who can help and get free. Do not be drawn into relationships with exploiters of the flesh. We are better than this. We will not be enslaved by the agents of the enemy. We are children of the King. Break off the bondage. Do people we associate with at work know us as the first person to laugh at every tasteless, nasty joke? Or the person who doesn't mind cheating or lying every now and then to get the job done? Have we joined ourselves to persons of integrity on our job, or the slippery characters who always know a shortcut to get by? Can we honestly witness to the people we work with, or would they suppress a smile, knowing that our behavior on the job may carry less integrity than those who claim no salvation? In one situation, a woman shared how people tended to scatter when one individual's wife came to the office. Everyone knew the man's character and wanted no part of him when, in the presence of his wife, he presented himself as the opposite of the person they knew on a daily basis. As I personally shared with someone recently, don't make me a part of your lie. That's you. You deal with it. We want to be an influence for good in the world. Our circle of friends and associates should also include those with whom we are sharing words of encouragement and hope. The question is not, should we be associated with persons who are not Christian? The question is, what is the nature of the relationship? Are we encouraging others to make good decisions? Are we helping them to move in the direction of faith? Are we sharing the goodness of the Lord with them? Or are we, as a weaker yield to a stronger, being led in behaviors and attitudes that are not pleasing to the Lord? Evangelism requires entering into the world of another, understanding where they are, but also showing them a better way. Who is leading whom? Whose behavior is changing? We are witnesses for the Lord, but we are youth. We are witnesses for the Lord, but we are useless, tasteless salt. When our witness has no impact because we have become too worldly to serve as a witness for Jesus Christ. As my friend knew many years ago as a young woman, equity in coming together on any level means that we share more in common. We work better together than separately, and together we can make a difference for the Lord. Let's be counted among those who are making a difference. Let's pray. Lord, wherever we go, whatever we do, help us to be witnesses for you and help us on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in our families to build relationships that honor you. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening us and for yoking us to the right people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at In His Presence at NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.